Remarks of the President, Devil's Lake, North Dakota, 29 September 1952.
Now, my friends, I present the President of the United States of America, one of the best friends the common people of North Dakota have ever had in the White House.
Certainly appreciate that introduction, Senator Langer. You've been in the Senate a long time, and you know the record. Both mine and your own, and have been good. I'll say that and compliment myself a little bit. Appreciate this welcome most highly. I'm here as the head of the Democratic Party. See, I've got five jobs, and I'm working at one of them now as the politician. I'm trying to inform the people what the Democratic Party stands for, what the Democratic Party has done, and then Governor Stevenson is going to tell you what the Democratic Party is going to do when he becomes the president. And I'm sure he's going to be president. I've been on the train today with the candidates for office in North Dakota, and I've formed a very high idea of their fitness and ability. You can see that what happened just now couldn't happen in any other country but this great America of ours. When opposing candidates can ride on the same train and speak nice of each other, back at the last town, the Democratic candidate for senator introduced Senator Langer, and Senator Langer now introduces the Democratic candidate here. Where can you find anything like that outside this great country of ours? You can't. And I want to see, of course, I want to see the Democratic ticket elected in North Dakota and everywhere else in the country. I want the Democratic candidate for president and vice president elected because I want to see the welfare of this country continued for another 4 years. And the only way you can get that continued is to elect Governor Stevenson as president and Senator Sparkman as vice president of the United States. And I'm sure that's what you're going to do, for there are two fine men. Now, I've always been intrigued with Devil's Lake. I'd hope sometime to get up here late in the evening and go out and see if I could see the devil that gives it its name. I understand that there's one there and that people have seen him. In fact, I'm told that a couple of Indians once sat on him, once stuck a knife into him, and that's what brought him to life. I'm coming back here sometime to sit on the shore of that lake and see if I can see that devil for which it's named. I'm also interested in a project down here in South Dakota on the Missouri River, which contemplates raising the level of Devil's Lake back to the point where it used to be in times gone by when it was a source of navigation to this part of the world. If, I say if, you'll keep the Democrats in office, you'll probably get that done. Otherwise, you won't. I'm also told that most of the storms that originated in the Missouri Valley come across the Canadian border right here. They start up at the mouth of the Mackenzie River and follow down the Mackenzie River and then take the Red River and go right on down to Missouri. I'm a student of weather, and all the weather starts right here at Devil's Lake. It goes all over the country. It's an interesting study. Sometimes you give us good weather and sometimes you don't. I wish you'd give us good weather all the time. I'm asking you now, please give us good weather from now on. I understand that the Army comes up here to test their clothing every once in a while. Sometimes they tell me in the wintertime it gets just as cold as it does anywhere else on Earth. You know, the two coldest places in the world are landlocked places. One of them is Havre, Montana, and the other one's over in the center of Siberia. It gets colder there than it does the North and South Poles, and that's saying a good deal. So I think I'll confine my visits up here to the summertime. I don't like cold weather very well. I also remember 2 years ago, we had to help you dig out of the snow and save your livestock. and I was certainly glad that the government was able to do that. I'm always glad to see the government help people to do things that they can't do for themselves. That's what government's for. And that's what the Democrats have been doing these past 20 years. The Great Missouri Basin Project, the Garrison Dam, and all the rest of it. That is a good example of what we've been doing. And I want to say to you that projects like the Garrison Dam and the Fort Peck Dam and this Hungry Horse Dam that I'm going out to dedicate tomorrow, or day after tomorrow, are projects which are for the public welfare. They're for the welfare of all the people. And you'll find, if you'll examine the record, that the majority of the Republicans in Congress have opposed every one of them. We hope to find a way, as I said a while ago, to bring some water up to this territory and help you with irrigation, put some more land to work down south of us here. With irrigation, we could develop thousands of acres of farms in this vicinity. We may even be able to find a way of putting that Devil's Lake level up to the point where you'd like to have it. I hope we can. You won't get it if you elect a Republican organization. If you elect a Republican Congress and a Republican president, you won't get anything, and you'll get just what you deserve. You know, the Republicans regard the government as a device for milking the people for the benefit of the big bankers, and the railroads, and the oil lobby, and the power lobby, and all the rest of them. You'll find them in the corner of the special interests every single time the matter comes up for a vote in the Senate. That's what they believe, and that's the way they operate. They ran this country right into the ground when they were last in power. They showed the same spirit in the 80th Congress, but luckily for you and luckily for the country, you had a Democratic president sitting in the White House that wouldn't let them get away with the murder they wanted to get away with. Now, the Republicans in the Congress have been acting the same way they did in the 80s, only they haven't been able to put it over. They're trying now to fool you into voting for them so they can put over all these things they couldn't get away with in the 80th Congress. Maybe you don't realize that just 2 years ago, 64% of the Republicans voted to cut all flood appropriations in half. And just last year, the great majority of the House Republicans tried to stop the government from building transmission lines, like the one which is going to bring Garrison Power up here for your REA cooperatives. You vote these fellows in and you probably won't have any REA cooperatives. These votes are just typical. Of course the Republicans want you to forget that. But don't you let them mislead you. You keep your eye on the ball. Keep the eye on your own interests and let that pocketbook nerve of yours tell you what to do. When it comes time to vote, vote for yourselves and vote not for the lobbies. Give yourselves a chance. Vote for Stevenson and Sparkman and see that they get a real Democratic majority in Congress to back them up. Now, the Republicans have a peculiar way of doing business. They're going around now and telling you that they voted more money for the loans of the REA in the 80th Congress than I had asked for in the budget. But you know what they did? They voted that money all right, but when it came time to vote the operating expenses of REA, they didn't do a thing but cut off $700,000 of that appropriation and fixed it so the REA couldn't hire engineers to put these lines in. You know what they had for this part of the country? They left just one engineer for North and South Dakota and Minnesota, and how in the world could he make those surveys? Well, the 81st Democratic Congress remedied that, and we got back in the power in Congress. The REA got the necessary funds so it could operate. What's the use of voting a lot of money for loans and then cutting off the ability to make those loans? And they'll come out and tell you a whole lot of hooey like that, and if you'll examine the record, you'll find that they ruined the thing every time they had an opportunity, but they did it in an underhand way. They wanted to vote for appropriations, vote for authorizations, and then when it came to the point of operating them, they fixed them so they couldn't be operated, and they're doing that right along now if they had a chance, and they'll do it to you if you vote them in now in order to keep that thing from happening, get on your horse and go down to the polls on election day and vote for yourself. Vote for your own interests. And when you do that, you can't vote anyway but for the Democratic ticket from top to bottom, and then you'll be safe for another 4 years. Thank you a lot. Why don't you go get him and you'll get what's coming to you? Oh, do you? All right. Come on, Marty. Public phone for you.